I feel extremely flattered. And as I said in the article, I'm actually thinking of using it as a quote, using the Metropolitan Police definition of someone who might instigate disorder. I think that would look great on a poster underneath the sort of obligatory Time Out review and the kind of 4 stars, the Scotsman. It would just have instigates disorder, the Met Police. I mean, on one hand, it's very funny, you know, because we sort of know that it goes on and it's very flattering and you think they are sort of a little bit... You know, the presentation of it, the very word domestic extremist is a really interesting two words, a really interesting two words, because at once it redefines how we see protest. But it also has immense comic, you know, possibilities, because the idea, you know, how very British, a domestic extremist, it sounds very homely. Do you know what I mean? It sounds like sort of anarchists with slippers, sort of fuck the state and pass the jam kind of thing. Do you know what I mean? So I think it has got, the very word at once is silly, but it's also interesting because what it does is it means that actually the protesters are now viewed as domestic extremists. And the very word extremist therefore means they are not like us, they are a threat. And at this point, at best, protesters are regarded as a problem, and at worst, they're regarded as the enemy. And in those situations, that's how you view protest. So what you suddenly find is that actually the police are in this situation where the very way in which they view protest is being defined by the language and these surveillance teams. So the fact that we have a legal right to protest, the fact that it's the cornerstone of democracy, that all our rights were won through protest and campaigning, and only at the end of it, you know, where Parliament comes in and rubber stamps it, the police ignore that. These things that are gently sort of brushed aside, or brusquely brushed aside. And what we end up with is you end up with situations like the G20 when protest, you know, someone's rights are just completely violated.
The police say that if you're on a database, you shouldn't worry at all.
That's rather wonderful. It's just a hop, skip and a jump away from those with nothing to hide have nothing to fear. It's just one of those, you shouldn't worry if you're on a database. Well, we should worry if we're on a database. One, it's our right to find out, you know, who's collating information about us? Why are they collating it? What is the basis for it? We need to find out how actually it's going to, would it affect you know, a criminal records check? If you have an advanced criminal records check or enhanced or whatever the phrase is, you know, is it going to show up there? We need to find out these things. We need to know who's got oversight of it. The police have also said when they say you shouldn't worry about, you know, about it, if you've turned up on one of these databases, they've also said you could turn up on one of these databases if you turn up at a protest. So the very fact that you're at a demonstration is enough for you to be end up on these files. I think that's extremely worrying.
Because a lot of people think if the police are targeting people, it must be up to something illegal.
Absolutely. That's the wonderful thing about it. Because if they use the phrase, you know, if they say, right, we're going to target these people, immediately you think, oh, what are they up to? What have they done? They're up to no good. And of course, I think it's worth always pointing out that protest is legal. That's the point. But if you suddenly go, ah, well, we're targeting them, then what you end up with is people have a perception that actually... That something is going on here, that there's no smoke without fire, that the police are doing it for a reason. And they've quite expressly said that's not necessarily the case.